Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that our Lord is good, ever forgiving. The Lord in today's gospel talking about weed and wheat in his parables. The gospel also reminds us that we should not judge others quickly. There's a lot of good in the worst of us and a lot of evil in the best of us. In other words, the best of us are still weeds in God's garden. What we consider as wheat was a weed once. Most of the vegetables and fruits were poisonous, but the seeds of them were naturally processed to make it more eatable. The Lord promised, after creating the universe, as we read in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, I have given every green plant for food, so the wheat can be wheat. Today's weeds can be tomorrow's wheat. Time cures. That is supposed to be our approach to the weedy characters of our nature. When we rightly handle it, and we can make that weedy character to the wheat character. The best example to tell about the evil, talk about the evil, is evil is nothing but the deprivation of anything that is good. Over our organs, which are all good, if cancer grows, that is evil, that makes that organ not good. But when that cancer grown over the organ is removed, then organ becomes good again. What we find small today can be great tomorrow. Mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of all the plants, from the very small to the very great, by a slow and gradual process. Everywhere, alongside what is good, there is also evil. There is nothing that is consistently good and nothing that is simply bad. We won't find the ideal situation anywhere, ideal thing anytime. When we try to destroy what we think is bad, accidentally we may also destroy the good, the useful, the beautiful. Therefore, we must be careful. The farmer in the parable of today's gospel never wants to pull up the weeds among the wheat. He allows weeds and wheat to grow together and wants them separated when the time comes for harvest. He is right. In the first reading from the book of wisdom, as we heard and as we read, it says, there is no God, O Lord, beside you, who have the care for all, the care for all. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. That talks about the highest goodness, the level of maturity. Giving a chance for a weed to become wheat. That's what God does. His mastery over all things makes him lenient to all. A rough human becomes softer with the gentle touch of another human. We are kind of a bundle of both wheat and weed characters. St. Paul, when talking about the struggle within himself, he also noticed weed in him. In his letter to Corinthians, he is stating, my power is made perfect in my weakness. There's a philosophy of gradualism, the law of gradualism or graduality, that advises to be patient and believe in its philosophy by telling, do not jump into perfection in a single step, and don't expect the other same way. You may not know how to control your perfection if you have not traveled on the path of imperfection to become perfection. Do not jump into perfection in single step. St. John Paul II, he says, day by day, build yourself up through your many free decisions. And so you know, you love, you accomplish moral goods by stages of growth, day by day, from small to great. Our Lord is good and forgiving. He gives strength to every one of his servants. Some of them use it right away, and others, they wait for it, not knowing immediately they have that power. Therefore, the Lord wants us to be just and to kind to those people, not in a hurry to judge them, to destroy them. God wants us to bless others instead of cursing others, praising others instead of criticizing others, helping others instead of standing aside and look, loving others instead of hating, forgiving others instead of resenting. He is good. He is ever forgiving, and we are his children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.